Good morning. Pleased with our guys' response this week. Practices and preparation have been very focused and an outstanding week of preparation for us. Our players can't wait to play this game. I can't wait for this game as well on Sunday. It'll be great to be back home in front of our fans, and we'll need that dog pound to be barking on Sunday. As far as a couple things on the injury report, Gray will be out for this game. Robertson is improving. He's doubtful for this game. And Armani Bryant has back spasms, and he's questionable for this game. We'll take questions. Yeah, it's something we talk about a lot, you know, the intensity of the game and being able to control your emotions as well at the same time. And it's a fine line that you want to play on that edge, and we want our guys to play on that edge. And obviously this game, an AFC North game, and the type of rivalry that we have with them, you know, it would be important that we keep our composure in that way.
What do you think the reason you guys have been successful at home is, Chuck? Because, I mean, it sounds similar.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have a young football team. I think that team feeds off of our fans and the energy that our fans give them and bring. And I think the fans have been great in providing that and in a real, you know, giving us a real home field advantage. Yeah, we have some guys that are inexperienced and haven't played a lot, but that's the case in a lot of different places. I'd expect those guys to do well if they have an opportunity to. They've performed well on special teams, and you know, they've gotten some reps this week. So, you know, if they have to play and have that opportunity to play, I expect them to do fine. We go into every game with those type of contingencies. You never know how things are going to play out. So we're prepared for whatever the weather brings. And you know, again, it's an AFC North game, so, you know, I expect it to be cold and who knows, snow and all those type of things. And you know, whatever it takes, we'll do. They had done some, and obviously Ben's done it a lot during the course of his career. So it's something you have to be prepared for. We'd expect that they would do that a lot, and we're prepared for anything else and other personnel groups that they're going to do as well. A combination of the way the game played out and the personnel groups that we were in trying to play catch-up, as well as OB and being healthy and us splitting the reps and the carries between them.
Normally you rest him on Thursday. Why did you have him practice?
Yeah, our plan that we've had for Willis has worked very well. He's been able to maintain and be healthy through the course of the season. He felt real good on Thursday and wanted to practice. So... you know, it was good to get him out there and get him some extra work. About what now? Yeah, Spencer had his knee was a little bit swollen up on Tuesday. And since then, it's resolved itself. He's practiced full all week long. So really, it's no issue. At that particular time, we just made sure we wanted to have some guys come in for a workout. The plans were already made, already arranged. They were here, so we just decided to work them out anyhow.
Was he slow getting either of those
kicks off? No, he's fine. His times were fine.
Do you feel like he got those problems corrected throughout
the week? I do. It's been a big area of focus for us.
Are there any changes in that protection group?
We have a number of guys in the issue that you have during the course of the game a lot of times is some of the guys who are on defense or on offense are tired, they need a rest, or, you know, you have injuries and things like that come up as well. So we've rotated and rolled a lot of guys through. So we're really zeroing in on the guys that we want out there for that particular team.
Is there a Martin Shaw?
I'll wait to say who's on the team and who's going to be on it. Yeah, he's definitely gotten a lot more attention from defenses, and that's what happens when you have success and you're playing and doing the things that he was able to do early in the season. You're going to get more attention, and, you know, fortunately that's given other guys opportunities, and you know, it goes in cycles.